real tribute to the military service game that we had here today. Personally, it was a big honor for me meeting so many families of the fallen soldiers and hearing their stories. So before we get into the game, I thought that was important to recognize. Just being part of that was a very cool experience. This game was the finish, and that's what it was going to come down to for us. And for us to, you know, score 21-6 in the second half, that's the script our team needed. I knew we'd respond to the finish, but we have to be put into those spots. Going into this, I knew it was going to come down to that. It's a very good outfit in Arizona in terms of the way and the style and the features that they use their players both defensively and offensively. I knew this one was going to take the entire day, and it certainly did. With that, I'll open it up to your questions regarding the game, and we'll get started.
Coach Taylor Gabriel was able to make this a big play. How important was that against their attack and style and defense?
It was very important, and we were really pleased to see Gabe step up like he did today. We felt his presence, and you certainly feel his speed, and then today even more so on some of the screens. Oftentimes, when you pressure, you play aggressive, that can be one of the weapons that you try to use, and man, did he come up big for us today.
And your run defense settled down after the referee.
Yeah, we really had a challenge in the, you know, after our Philadelphia game where we didn't have a good performance in that part of our defense. So, no one coming into this, there wasn't going to be scheme or wholesale change. It's going to be doing what we do and doing it better. And there's a number of guys that I thought, you know, performed better. We used our hands better. I thought the tackling was better. You know, for Johnson and their group, they've got a good running outfit. And then at the end where we got ahead, where we turned into a throwing game, you know, I was pleased to see some of the tackling and guys standing up and challenging at the line of scrimmage. I saw that from Collins and playing aggressive at the line. I saw that from Alford playing aggressive at the line. So those were a few of the things we wanted to challenge our group on, and I was pleased to see that.
Luke Collins, you know, he never went down the stretch, which may or may not have front here.
Well, one thing I thought, just I could feel his competition and his intent to play, aggressive, especially at the line. And they're going to have some catches. And I know he was matched up on Floyd a bunch, who we certainly have a lot of respect for. But the challenge down in the red zone, the challenge on some of the outside ones, they've got some good guys who are going to get some catches. And certainly the way we started defensively was not how we'd want that to go, driving right down the field. We tried some different looks, and Carson, like he can do. So for us to come back after we had a disappointing start, it's what I would hope would happen in terms of our mindset and attitude of how to play.
Coach, when you came across the play where Matt Ryan aligned as a receiver, what would you tell me about how you came across with that deal?
Well, that'd be a good question for Mo Sanu. And he has some history where he plays at quarterback. And we've actually had some experience that for the last couple weeks in practice, so we were fortunate today to get a look for it. Mo has been aggressively asking for that call for quite a while, but it was good to get him in today. I'd say it's probably not one of Matt Ryan's favorite plays.
Can you just talk about the quarterback? What can you tell me about Pat Tillman
today? One more time, please.
We're talking about the quarterback and all
that. Yes.
What can you tell me about Pat Tillman?
There's a lot, and in terms of his attitude as a competitor, number one, as a ball player through his time at Arizona State and then through the Cardinals, he's somebody that earned the respect. And then to leave, you know, his career right in the middle of it to go find another passion that he wanted to through our whole nation, he's been somebody that's been very inspirational to a number of us. Yeah, I'd love to say we changed a lot. It was a terrible drive to start it. And in terms of we had a pressure that we had some miscommunication on that we didn't pick up. One, we missed a check. So it was a function of really us on that one not quite executing as we can. The good news is we reset. And, you know, oftentimes you have a bad play or a bad sequence. How do you come up and go after it again? And that's what I was pleased to see, us challenging and going after it after a disappointing drive. The term we use on our team is reset. When you go through, you know, whether it's a negative play or a negative one, and you get your next opportunity, not dwelling on the past, but going back into your attack mode.
Hey, Dan, kind of continuing with that same thing as far as resetting. We had a real disappointing loss before the bye and then a long 2 weeks.
Yes. Yeah, I would never recommend losing on a bye. All right, so that one definitely stays with you. What I can say this, we knew that was a good break for us and what our team needed. But we also recognize the opportunity that we have at hand. That reset was important for the players. It was important for the coaches to find some things in our game that we want to do differently and better. And that was kind of our start of our focus at the very beginning of the week. As the week went on and we got into our preparation for Arizona, we knew it was going to be a hell of a matchup in terms of what they represent both defensively this year and offensively, it seems, for years. As we go into attack all of those things, we're still trying to improve on a number of areas. And so having the bye for us at a later time came at an important time. We know there's a lot out there for us to improve upon, and we're going to keep working for that each and every week. But we're fortunate for the opportunity we have, and it's great to be in here, at home in front of our crowd. We get to do it again this weekend, so we'll be ready to get rocking again.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you already addressed this, but moving forward, True Five, if he is gone for the season, can you just talk about what you have to do to feel that void?
Yeah, if we go down that road, and True's going to get some more opinions this week, Jalen would be the one, that would, step in at that spot, much like he did today and last week. So we'll have some more news on that, as the week goes on. But I was really pleased with the way, Jalen competed today. And if it goes down that road with True, we'll certainly miss him, but Jalen would be our guy that would step into that role. We did, and the physicality part, I saw it firsthand at Tampa, and on the hit where he had down, I was on a two-point try on that one, or it was down near the goal line. I felt that part of his intensity coming to life over the last few weeks. We're going to keep continuing to challenge him, but I felt that part of his game really improving. We have, and I think we're a better version of ourselves from the opening part of the season to now as we're heading into the second half of our season. And that's an important part because the fundamentals are going to be on point, the way we practice, the way we want to compete against one another to see how we can improve, that part of the competition's on. And I do feel like as we're heading in, right 2016, the second half's kind of restarting for us, I think we're a better version of ourselves than we were at the very start of the year. Yeah, in terms of him coming in, we have worked the entire week, led, all the different things, plus 50 punts, backed up punt. We're really pleased with Matt. You can use that name loosely around here, and usually somebody turns around. But Wow did a nice job in the game today. It is the truth, and it happens to me probably once a day. So, he did a nice job on his first time. The quickness, they've got a good special teams outfit. And I thought Matt Bryan did a good job in our field goal and PAT. Calais Campbell, they've got a number of guys. Bethel, who's been outside, has been able to block. So I was pleased with that part of the performance.
Coach, I know Tevin didn't get a lot of rushing yards, but just having that combo back, just talk about how important that is for you guys down the stretch.
It's an important part for us. It is. And that part, we've certainly missed Tev over the last couple of weeks. That's not to say Freeze not, please don't look at it any other way. It's just that he's another weapon on our offense. And it's the speed and the ability to, make a cut and try and accelerate to try and break an angle down of a safety or a linebacker. So, man, was he ready to get back. And he worked hard during the rehab process to get ready. And, I was pleased with the performance so far. We'll go back and look at the taping and get evaluated on everything tomorrow. But it was great to have him back out today.
And, Coach, adding Taylor Gabriel into that, how would you assess your overall offense in today's performance?
Well, we knew it was going to be a line of scrimmage day. And so for us to finish running the ball, we were pleased with that. Aside of a really difficult drive to start the second half, we weren't pleased with that. But we were pleased with the way the guys attacked. We used a number of different packages today, three wide receiver sets, 21 back sets. So the complement of different guys of who can attack, I believe eight different receivers caught passes today. That gets challenging to defend when that many people can get involved. So I was pleased to see that. If you're suiting up, you're going to be in the action, and offensively, defensively, and on teams too. So it was good to see that today.
Have you all kind of spent the plays from Courtney Lachop?
He's one that we feel like is improving as it's going. So it's been a transition for Court going from outside linebacker. We had so much familiarity. But his strength and his speed kind of gave us the thought that let's see if we have something here and move him inside. And then once we did it, we said, I think we do. And we're going to continue to keep working with him in that way. He's a very willing football player. And he has the attitude of, whatever you need, coach. And those are the type of guys who fill whatever role they may be that are really important players on your team.
Coach,